listen, the whole book, it's really the whole book's about Jesus and those who believe in his name. His name is Yeshua, it's salvation, it's Yahweh, that's who he is. So the whole thing is about redeeming man, bringing him back into the kingdom, bringing him back into a father. And so what I've really been exploring is religion. Most of us grew up religious or in religion, and it's really man's way of making you pay for what God freely gave you. So, you know, in the Old Covenant says, hey, walk around your inheritance. Go check out this promised land, etc. And then the New Covenant says, go check out Jesus. That's your promised land. So he's the fulfillment of all those things. So what did Jesus provide for us? All those promises are now yes and amen. So as we explore what Jesus has done, guess what? As we understand what the Lord and Jesus has done, it says grace and peace is multiplied to you. What happened? You got a belief system of what he's already qualified us for, and we start to manifest it in the physical. Does that make sense? They said to Jesus, what must we do to do the works of God? What was his answer? Believe in him who was sent. So what do we need to do in the new covenant? Believe right. That's it. Well, where's works? There is none, so man can't boast. That's what scripture says. Does that make sense? So I'm just going to show you the title. I hate titles, but religion is a poor substitute for being a son in the kingdom. And so John the Baptist comes on the scene and says, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. What is repent? Metanoia, change your knowledge, not stop sinning. Because if he said stop sinning, how you guys doing? We're in rough shape, aren't we? That's why there's no pretense up here. Look at this man of God. It's such a man. I'm in this boat with you. So praise God that it's metanoia. I experience the kingdom by what I believe, not who I am. Now, what I believe creates who I am. That's just a fascinating thing. So the more I believe I'm righteous, guess what? I live a more righteous life. The more I go, I'm going to do better next week, God, what happens? It gets worse. I walk out of here and, I'll do better next week. So we beat ourselves up. Does that make sense? But he goes, metanoia, change what you believe and you'll experience the kingdom. He goes, the kingdom of heaven is right at hand. So how many of you guys know we're back into the kingdom as sons in the kingdom? Amen? It's all about sonship. It's all about a marriage to the bridegroom. He gives us things that we can understand his relationship. But sometimes, you know, in the natural, we get divorced and all things like that, and I should never condemn you guys. But he goes, I don't care how many times you mess up, I will never keep a record of wrong and I'll never divorce you. I'm going to love you, favor you, bless you as if you've never done anything wrong. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. So that's the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen? Jesus is our promised land. So we're going to go explore him a little bit. Does that make sense? In the old covenant, it said, go walk around as everywhere your foot shall tread shall be yours. Follow me? That doesn't mean we walk around physically walking around like I was taught in the word of faith. We'll walk around stuff and declare it's yours and it's like, it was mine before. What he's saying is go, now what you believe, go walk around and see what Christ has done. Go walk around in your inheritance. And everywhere where you can see what he's already done for you, it's yours. It's already yours. But when you believe it's yours, finally, you get the right metanoia, you get the right knowledge. You mean it's all done? Guys, you can't be in any better shape than where you are right now. You are the anointed of God. You are the blessed and favored. Every promise to you is yes and amen. There's nothing lacking. You're complete in Christ. You are worthy. You have riches. You have honor. You have glory. You have everything because you're in covenant with him. Does that make sense? And the more you believe that, the more you experience it. Hallelujah. Guys, get it? Okay, so let's get rid of this religious nonsense. I'm just going to give you some things that, and you could add anything. Oh, it didn't trans over to eat from Mac to PC, but here's religion. If I do this more or do something less, you can put whatever in there. Hey, do this more, do that less. Stop doing this and do this. We've all been taught that, haven't we? Well, the reason this is happening to you is because of this. Nonsense. It's a belief system. Does that make sense? That's why one person that can be in the same family, same upbringing, etc. One's prospering, full of joy, having a great, and this other one's, nothing's different except for what they believe about themselves. Follow me? All right. So pray more, pray harder, fast more, get in the word more, stop this habit, promise to do better. Let's make something up. Let's be a spiritual warrior. Let's intercede. I've never seen a more miserable life than these guys. To be honest with you. They're worried about everything. They're sick. They think this thing jumped on them because they listened to the radio and their wife yelled at them, turn that rock music off, Jeff, right? Because the demon's going to jump on you. Or what? I don't know. I'm just telling you things that I grew up with. And I remember thinking, man, I my first record that my mother bought me was AC/DC. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. I'm like, and I look back and I go, and my life was normal. I actually functioned well. It was really, it was amazing. So I know it's not these things that we do. It's what we believe about ourselves. I'm not telling you to go run out and do that and your kids are going to go, see, look at, none of that. I'm just telling you, I remember when I first started hearing all that, well, you know, you opened a door and these things are going to jump on you because you listen to it. I go, God, I got a lot of doors open because I listened to all that. My first concert was Judas Priest. I was a fired up Iowa kid and I just went, and I look back and Barb goes, your mom let you go to Judas Priest? She was asleep by 8. We just went, you know, I'm like, but I was okay. Like nothing happened to me. Spirit, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to get across to you. Why? Because I just believed I was, yeah, I'm like, I'm fine, man. God's good and I love him. And I really did. I loved God my whole life. I just hated religion. And my life's prospering and I'm kicking butt. And then I got saved. Like, this sucks. This is really bad. I used to have fun in life. Now I'm like this miserable thing and I got to walk around and all the, if it's your will, God, and all this nonsense. All things have been made new. Jesus is the last Adam, man. You qualify because he qualified you. Does that make sense? Now, you do as parenting whatever you want. I'm just telling you, it has nothing to do with any of that. If they have unconditional love from a father and a mother and they go, this is who you are in Christ, you will be fine. I promise you, your kids will be pumped up about life. So I'm just saying that it has nothing to do with that. So let's talk about what is the son in a kingdom. The first Adam lost it. He goes, I'm going to preserve a way back into the garden where you can eat from the tree. You're going to meet with me between the cherubim. Amen? On the east end of the garden. I'm going to preserve a way back. You can go eat from the tree of life. Who's the tree of life? Jesus. So when the real lamb was slain, and he, you know what? When Mary and the ladies and everybody went into the tomb and they saw two angels sitting in the tomb where Jesus' blood and the linens and everything were there, what did they see? They saw the cherubim. Hey, the angels were there like, what are you doing? Hey, this is the real blood that was shed. And Jesus went to the very throne room of heaven and did it for us. Amen? You guys get this? So now, I've preserved a way where you can eat from the tree of life again, which is a picture of Jesus. Guess what? You're back with him. All things are new. You're back. You're one with Christ. So, being a son, you are a joint heir with Christ Jesus. You qualify for everything. See, the devil deceived Adam and Eve and says, if you do this thing, then you can be like God. If you acquire enough knowledge of good and evil, then you'll know and be like God. Was that true? No, it actually killed him. And that's the same thing starts to kill you. If I do these things, if I know enough about God, see, here's what I've come to the conclusion of. Most people are very pro-God. They love God. They love everything, but they're anti-Christ. They deny that he did it all. No, well, wait a minute. You can't tell him he finished everything and I just get it for free. That's anti-Christ. You know, the daughter of Abraham who was bowed down for 18 years, what's a multiple of what that gets you to 18? 6 + 6 + 6. Man's effort. She was bowed down because I have to do to be a daughter of Abraham. And Jesus comes along and says, should not this daughter of Abraham? See, Abraham, the true Abraham, were the ones who believed, not the ones who worked. Does that make sense? Isaac was the one of promise. Hey, I promise you this is ours, yours for free. Ishmael had to work for it. Unfortunately, most Christians are Ishmaels. They're still trying to work to be pleasing to God. And if they don't do well today, tomorrow, Lord, I got this thing. I got this addiction. I got this fear. I'll cast out that spirit of fear. They're the most fearful people I've met. And I go, it's okay. Just relax. It's okay. Start believing right, and you'll start to experience the kingdom. Does that make sense to you guys? That's what a son in the kingdom is. It's a belief system. Metanoia, change what you believe. The kingdom's at hand, guys. All I'm here to proclaim, the kingdom's yours. It's free. You're a son in it. You can't get any better. It's by what you believe. Follow me? When you start to believe how much he loves you, that he's your protector, that, listen, he won't give you anything he can't handle is what Paul writes. He goes, listen, I'm not that you have to go through it. Sometimes we do things, we make ourselves go through it. But he goes, I'll never give you anything you can't handle. But don't be anxious about anything. Just give it back to me. Trust in me, and I'll take care of you. So that's a belief system, isn't it? It's not a spiritual warrior casting a demon over your house and something out of your house because you listen to rock music. I'm just trying to, all right? All right. You don't receive your inheritance by having enough faith. That's one that's crept in. Like, you know what? If you believe harder, or whatever you want to say, where, and we've covered this, so you're probably going to get sick of me saying it, but it's so, in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews literally means the crosser overs. Hey, they're going to cross over from this old covenant into a new. The whole Bible is there's an old one and a new one. Follow me? Anything that's old, fading away, decaying, etc. is an old covenant. The new one, there's a new song, a new man, a new heaven, a new earth. There's a new, all things have been made new, including you. You're back in. Does that make sense? Jesus redeemed you by the blood of himself. Back in, every nation now, not just Israel. That's the tabernacle of David. The tabernacle of David had no seas. The seas were, let's explain this to me. I've been talking to you a lot about this. No, I don't want to go there today, because that'll be divisive. Matthew 5, it says this. Jesus comes and he says, I didn't come to abolish or get rid of the law. I came to what? Fulfill it, right? I tell you the truth. Let me read it, because I don't want to. I'm thinking in King James and speaking in Iowan. That's where I'm from. Polish Iowan. And sometimes they aren't articulate. All right, Matthew 5, I'm going to read from 17. I just want you to think, I'm going to give you some things to think about here. Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I not come to destroy, but to what? Fulfill. For verily or truly, or amen, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Let that one get through your cranium. Let's read that again. Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no way pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Has every jot and tittle been fulfilled? Yes, then heaven and earth passed away. What? Read that. Anybody know the answer to that? Huh. Till heaven and earth pass away, every jot and tittle of the law will remain. Well, he said Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. So when did heaven and earth pass away? The old temple system, the old heaven and earth. Now there's a new heaven and earth. There's a new temple. Who is it? I'm going to relate to man again as I did back in the garden. I'm going to restore him back to a physical and a spiritual person. See, they called the world, this cosmos, as the picture of the whole world. So let me explain this to you. They looked at where's heaven to them in the temple? Ask a Jew even today. They go, what's heaven and earth? And they'll go, the temple system where God meets man, right? So the holiest of holies was heaven. Even if you go looking, go study the tabernacle and the Solomon's temple and everything. It's built like heaven, angels, everything was in there. Where are the angels in the temple system? In the holiest of holies, heaven. Where was earth? Where we could stand and we didn't sink in the judgment of the water. So the Jews could go into the holy place and the outer court. The Gentile, where were we? In the seas. There was nothing to stand on. We were under judgment. You guys get this? David's tabernacle, does it have a sea? No, there's no sea. There's no judgment anymore for anybody. Everybody can go right into God's presence. Follow me? See, David's tabernacle was standing when the tabernacle of Solomon was still standing. They were both standing. They were doing their sacrifice over here, but David and everybody would just go right in and worship the Lord. No seas. Gentiles could come. So that's why he tells Peter, he said, listen, Peter. Peter is what? A rock. What's a rock symbolic of? The law. Jesus, if that's you, tell me to walk above the water. If it's true what you're saying about yourself, Jesus, I'll be able to walk above the judgment. Didn't Peter walk on the water? When he looked at himself, what happened? When he looked at the law, he sunk. But if he looked at Jesus, he walked above judgment. You guys get this? It's all symbolic. So stop trying to walk on the water. You may drown. I've got enough faith I can walk on the water. No, your ambulance is going to come get you. All right? I'm trying to show you what all these things mean. It's symbolic. It's things about the new covenant and old ones. Does that make sense to you guys? Okay. So there's no more sea. There's no more judgment if you go read it. Guess what? Because we don't... When Zechariah and the priest, he prophesied, said, listen... John the Baptist comes, he's Zechariah's son. When Jesus, the true ark, goes down under the water, what is he doing? He's going under the judgment, right? But when he came out, what happened? the dove came. Where did this happen before? Let's go back to Noah's Ark. Right? Who's the Ark? Jesus. Right? It was pitched in and out. It literally means atonement if you go read it. Hey, inside and out was atonement. The blood just keeps you safe in the ark, right? So after the flood, which is always the judgment, passed, he sent out a raven. Raven feeds on dead things. Finally, the dove comes back with what in his mouth? Olive branch. Now let's fast forward to it, because that's a type and shadow of the new one. All the judgment was gone. Now you're restored. The eight people come out, Noah and his family. Eight's always the new beginning, right? They came out. And then what happened? The dove came back. So Jesus goes down under the water, under the judgment. He took all of our sin, all of our judgment. And once the judgment was gone, he comes up out of the water, and the dove comes. So after the judgment's passed, guys, the Holy Spirit can be poured out on all flesh. You guys get these? We got weirdos teaching, make sure your bird doesn't stay there. Be really sensitive. And I'm like, that's not what he's talking about. It said, like a dove. What's that? It's a type and symbol of the old one. The dove was the Holy Spirit. Listen, after the judgment was passed, the Holy Spirit falls on you. Your dove will never fly away. Some of you guys think your dove flew in and they left a little bird doo-doo there. It's, that's not what happened. You got to be careful because that dove might fly away. You got to be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Then I'm blowing it all the time. If you are in Christ, then you are in the Spirit is what it said. Are you in Christ? Then you're in the Spirit and your dove will never fly away. Praise God. You guys get this? Now we got people like, are you sensitive to the Holy Spirit? Like, no, that's not what that means. He says, it's like a dove. You're supposed to know what that means. After the judgment, he's going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. The dove landed on Jesus. Amen? You guys get this? Okay, all right. Does that help? So, you have enough faith. I don't know where I went off on this tangent on that, but you have enough. I know where I was going. Hebrews 10. So all those are types and shadows of good things that are about to happen in your future. But now, what? What you believe is the title deed. Those were types and shadows of what truly happened spiritually. Does that make sense? Those were things that were coming. They were types and shadows of really good things that are going to come. What's the gospel? The unbelievably too good to be true news. Those were types and shadows. So, hey, once the judgment was passed, if everybody was in the ark, there's a new beginning, a new creation. The eight people walked out and the anointing of the Holy Spirit came on us. Don't worry about your dove flying away. It'll never fly away. Does that make sense? It was a type and shadow of the real one, which was Jesus. Follow me? Is this helping you? But now faith, what you believe, those were just types and shadows so you know what to believe, right? Okay, there's no more judgment whatsoever. He'll never judge me for my sin. Ooh, this is a good one. We talked about this the other night. This may spin some of you guys through the roof. The good steward. How many of you have heard this teaching? God's not going to bless you with any more until you can steward what you got. That sucks. And it's entirely inaccurate. He's not talking about you. He's talking about this Jewish system. He goes, listen, I've given you the oracles of God. Hey, this is how the kingdom of God is like. He goes, listen, there's this very rich man, and he owns this vineyard. And he sent laborers to go do the vineyard, and you guys killed them all. So, finally, I'm going to send the owner is going to send his own son. Certainly they won't kill the very son of the owner of the vineyard. But in the fourth year, you killed him. When was Jesus? He started his ministry 3.5 years later. In the fourth year, he was cut down. I tell you the truth, that the owner of this vineyard is going to give it to somebody else who's going to better steward the truth that bears fruit. The parables are not about you. So, this should lighten the load a little bit. When you start believing you're prosperous, not because I'm such a good steward. See how pride gets in there? Well, if you were better, Joe, then what happened? Oh, God. And then the prideful go, look how good of a steward I am. The prodigal son, was he a good steward? See, if he was a better steward, God would give him stuff. How did the father respond to him? It has nothing to do about your stewardship. Come on back, man. You're still a joint heir with me. Does that help some of you guys out? So we're putting things that are not supposed to be on you, and it should not be. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. So I'm just trying to help you. That's called religion, what I just taught you. If you were a better steward, then God could bless you with it. No, he already blessed you with it, is what it said. You just don't believe it yet because you're believing you got to be a good steward. I am a knuckleheaded prodigal son, praise God, but put the ring back on, put the shoes on, I'm partying. Does that make sense? Hallelujah. Hey, in my weakness, I'm a bad steward, but in my weakness, I can go, Lord, I'm a bad steward, but in your my weakness, your strength is perfect. You steward this thing, and you told me you'd give me the whole thing. Thank you, Father. They'll get thrown out of most churches and elders' meetings, for sure, right there. So, you know why? Because they boast in their stewardship. I hate it. I hate it. Because I go, that person, it already feels condemned because they made bad decisions, etc. Tell them the good news. That you didn't lose anything, man. He'll steward it for you. Hallelujah. Does that help? Okay. All right. You receive it by changing what you believe about yourself. End of story. Does that help you guys? So I'm just trying to tell you who you are in Christ, and that's the reality. That's the, your promised land that you can go walk around and explore. Woo! Does that help you guys? You bad stewards, you. Oh. I just know that really condemns people. Because I come in and I go, I know of God, I just need to do this better. You know what? When you start feeling good about yourself, you won't be so worried about it. And you'll start to let it naturally prosper. Whatever I put my hand to shall prosper. Hey, you know what? I lost some money over here. Maybe it was a bad decision. No problem. Because guess what? He restores all things and brings me back to a higher place than when I was before I was a bad steward. Does that help you? All I'm trying to tell you is the parable of the talents of the stewards has nothing to do with you. Okay? Praise God. Go read the parables and just read what's there, not you've been taught. And who always gets ticked off? The Pharisees and the Sadducees. They knew you were talking about me. And then the church teaches, no, it's really about you. No, it's not about you. It's about them. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. So let's keep going. Romans 10:17. So it's not by what you do. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. You've come to the new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, the true one built without hands. Does that help? So what if it's not built without hands, that means it's something we can't see. So what is it? Something we believe. And what's the new temple? He said, you know what? It's us. It's the body of Christ. We're fit together as lively stones. We're not dead stones. So as the body of Christ expands and the fivefold ministry is supposed to tell you who you are to bring you into the full stature of Christ, not stop doing to make you bow down under 666 again. Right? Be a better steward. What is that? Bow down. It's your own effort that qualifies you for all this. Does that help? Okay, so then faith, old covenant, all these types and shadows were good things to come, but now faith hadn't happened yet, is what they're trying to say. And all these people died without having received the promise. But now without, hey, now you've received the promise because it was all talking about Jesus. Now faith is the title deed. So how do we get the title deed? By hearing that you already have the title deed. It's that simple. You don't have to wait to hear the rhema. By me telling you have the title deed is the rhema of God. The logic of God, the logos, was the whole book of the Bible. It says, here's the logic of God. If one man could make all of them a sinner, then a perfect man can make all of them perfect and back in the kingdom. That's the logos of God. And when I tell you about it, it's spoken, it's rhema. Guess what? Because of Jesus, you now have the title deed. All those good things that were promised are now yours. It's yes and amen. Does that help you guys with Hebrews 10:11? Because if you really had faith, it would happen now. I must not have enough. I prayed, Lord, and it didn't happen. How many have ever had that? Welcome to the club. But if you know, faith is always now. Well, I must not be in faith. I just condemn myself again. Are all those things true? You've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Every promise is yes and amen. Whatever you put your hand to shall prosper. Yeah, but Lord, I prayed and it didn't happen that way. We must not be in faith. You should come to my house and see how much I don't pray and fast and watch the game and eat nachos. Because I know faith is a title deed. It's something I already own. I don't have to perform for it. Now, when I really persuade myself of that, guess what? I'll experience it. It's not because you don't have enough and you prayed and it didn't work. It's just, don't be vain repetition because you think you prayed, it happened. Just know when I prayed, I have it. And when I really persuade myself of it, I will have it. That help you guys? It's not this now thing that don't put yourself under judgment because it didn't happen now, you're not in faith. That is not, it's so taken out of context. Does that help you guys? All he was saying, hey, these things were pointing to something that still hadn't happened, but now it happened. And Jesus was really the real thing. So now all those good things that all the Jews had to do was, even if they messed up royally, all they had to do was bring a lamb, and they knew they were going to be blessed above all nations. Right? So now all you need to do is go, despite me, I've got Jesus, the true lamb. This is the body and blood of the new covenant. Despite me, I still have all that stuff. Praise God. Does that help? The more you're convinced of that, the more you experience it. That's it. So the title deed comes from hearing, and hearing by the rhema of Christos is what it says. Hey, when you hear the message of Christ, what's the message of Christ? By one man, you've been perfected forever again, sinless, back in the covenant. Now everything Jesus has is yours for free. Hallelujah. That's good news. It can't be that simple. Don't you see how good I am? I don't even drink coffee. Whatever, I don't care what you say. I drink lots of coffee. Really. I'm just saying. I just hear people talk like that. I haven't sinned for 3 months. Come here a little closer. I'm to the laying on of hands with signs following. You know, it's like Jimmy Harstad taught me that one. He said, this burly wrestler, he goes, I call it the laying on of hands. I want to punch these preachers and signs will follow. So I love it. So anyway, you know what? Because guess what the flock looks like? The flock goes, I must be terrible if that guy's so righteous. Amen? You are just as righteous. And I was like, could you read your Bible? Paul gets up there and goes, I'm the worst sinner there is. I'm the chief sinner. Yet God's grace, look at what he's allowing me to do. And I really believe that about myself. I'm like, he showed me works and law and everything, and I know how bad I was so that I can actually preach grace. So I go, my life was normal until I got around Christians and they told me I was going to be punished for all these things that I did. So I didn't believe any of that until I'm like, I got in church and then I was like, can I just be real? Don't leave the church for this, because you don't have to believe this. I remember telling Barb when I was young, I said, honey, I don't trust these religious guys that if I can't have a beer with a guy, I just don't trust them. I was being as real as I can be. Then I become a Christian, I go, now I got to stop drinking beer. Now they won't trust me. Because I know how I thought. I'm like, some dude who's in the bar and I want to reach him. No, I don't drink. Wow, you self-righteous little peanut. See what that stuff does? I'm not telling you to do that. Just now I'm back to my old self. Like, man, relax. You're righteous. Hallelujah, man. And you won't struggle with stuff. It's that weird thing that you put on yourself. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? I don't care if you don't. It's every, but don't elevate your righteousness because you don't. Because that'll irritate the very people you're trying to hear the good news of Christ. Right, Laura? We go to Bible school and they go, you drink brandy, you're going to hell. That's it. Isn't that how we all felt? That's it. We drank brandy. We were taught that in Bible school, weren't we? And your parents are Scottish. What do Scottish people do? They drink scotch. And they're the most beautiful people in the world, aren't they? And so Laura, in innocence, comes over and goes, are my parents going to hell? Laura, no, they're not going to hell. All that guy, he's just not going to experience Zoe life on earth because he believes this stuff, and he's put him under condemnation. Those are the very people that when they get out of their country, they go party like nobody's business. Because they're so condemned, and now they just explode. And when you're not under that condemnation, you don't act stupid like that. You just don't. Does that help you guys? Okay. Man, I'm getting myself in a lot of trouble again. All right. So the title deed comes from you hearing, and when you believe you've got it, you've got it. Your belief level doesn't make you have it, but it's when you finally keep hearing the good news of Christ that he's one and I'm him and I'm a son in the kingdom, now you have it. You'll be persuaded of it. Follow me? You start adding anything to it, it's anti-Christ. It's man's work, man's effort. Follow me? Okay, so, but I say, have they not heard? Barely, no, this is another one I want you to think about. I'm just giving you little nuggets that you'll probably get in an argument with your spouse going home, but that's, I want you to think about this stuff. Because it's just, the word is like, it's unraveling to me. It's like beautiful to me. So, hey, how many guys have heard this? This gospel shall be preached to the end of the world, then the end will come. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went through all the earth and their words unto the end of the world. It's past tense. Something else going on there. That's not going to be my service today, but think about that one. We got to reach the unreached people group. He says, listen, the gospel has been preached to every creature under heaven and earth, is what it says. If they look at the world, they know there's a God. End of story. Wait a minute. Their sound went to all the earth, and their words, the message of Christ, went to every the world. Well, then, where's the unreached people group? What is faith? Faith, the title deed, that what everything that was promised is now yours. What's the message of God? Christ. The first Adam lost it, the last Adam made you perfect. That's the message of God. The logos of God, the reign of God. Does that help you guys? All right, let's finish this up. Romans 5:14. Adam, who is a pattern to come, we talked about this. So what are we supposed to believe? The first Adam, I just gave you the hint. I just blew it. If there was a pattern, the first one made us a sinner, so the last one who was perfect made us what? Perfect. So bring every thought to the obedience of you. It'll kill you. Bring every thought to your stewardship. There's always something wrong with you. Somebody else is going to do it better, faster, stronger. Lord, if I could just be like them. No, just be like Christ. And how do you do it? By believe you already are him. He's in you and you're in me. We're in covenant and I'll never break it. Does that help you guys? So that's the pattern. That's the logos of God, the logic of God. Does that help you guys? Okay. So Colossians 2, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so live your life that way. How did you receive him? What did you do? You believed. Romans 10 says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you're sozoed. End of story. So how do you experience his life? In the same way is what it says, doesn't it? You don't need to take authority over the kingdoms over your house. The strongholds are in your brain and your heart is what it says, right? In this, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him, live your life that way. Hey, I am prosperous, then I'm prosperous. I renew my mind to I'm already prosperous. If something doesn't go all quite right, I don't go, where did I miss you, Lord? Go back to where you first heard him, because I'm like, I give up, man. I didn't hear him. I was eating popcorn when I should have been fasting. Or whatever. I'm trying to give you the stupidity of all the things I learned, because everything was condemning. Right? You know, if you were really as righteous as me, you wouldn't watch the Yankees game. Well, I'm not as righteous as you, apparently. I'm going to watch the game. Well, you know what? What if God wanted to talk to you then? Then he'll talk to me then. Won't he? He goes, I'll never leave nor forsake you. You're still just as anointed, righteous, holy man of God, woman, because I can't change. You're in Christ. Hallelujah. Is that freeing some of you guys up? If the Son sets you free, you're what? Until you get back under the law. Or watch the Yankees game. God, they're not going to make it, so. All right. Now, okay. So you're going to be rooted up and built in him, established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Thank you, Father. You've made everything free to me, and I'm going to build up this temple. The body of Christ is going to be built up by believing correctly. So I'm going to experience more and more and more of him. All right? Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men. Oh, you want a really trippy thing. Well, it really doesn't matter, but I've got to tell you now that I opened the can. So, don't get me on the exact numbers, but I think there's only 5 words in the entire scripture that have the numerology of 666, man's effort. First one that shows up is tradition. No joke. Isn't that wild? See, because it's man's tradition, 666. I'm bowed down for 18 years, 666. You guys get this? All right. So, beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, as the rudiments of the world. That's actually the root. Don't let anybody judge you other than Christ, is what it's saying. Christ is who you are. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Are you in Christ? Then you have everything God's got. In him. Not your actions. So how do we experience this thing? As you therefore received Christ, I believed it and I spoke it. Out of the abundance of my heart, things happen. It's not because I'm proclaiming, like I'm speaking to this mountain or anything like that. I truly believe I'm righteous and healed. So guess what? I start to experience it. Thank you, Father. I'm righteous and healed. I'm not worried about whether it happened right now or not. I'm healing up my heart and I'll experience it. Does that help you guys? So For in him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. You are full, complete in him. What's lacking? Religion tells you, you need to do this more. What is that teaching from a position of abundance or lack? Lack. Rumiko, you need to do lots of things more, but that's okay. No, I'm not. Just joking. So here's what I was taught. Get into the word more. And we should go, man, you're complete in Christ. Nothing lacking. Doesn't that, which one brings life and which one starts to bring a little judgment? Hey, the reason this is happening, man, because you're not in the word enough. Oh, man. Starts to condemn you. Amen? To the sinner, did Jesus give any commands? To the sinner, tax collector, prostitute, what did he do? I didn't come to judge you. Now go and live your life with no more sin. Go and sin no more. You're sinless from this day forward. Did the prostitute sin? Guarantee you she did. But he's going, but now you're going to live this life in sin. Hey, listen, I didn't come to judge you. We're your judge. Right? And they all left. The oldest, what's the old? The old one. The oldest to the youngest left. Isn't that cool? All right. And you are completing him, which is the head of all principality and power. All right? So let's go into verse 11. In him you also are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. So what he's trying to tell you is these signs and symbols that were physical, how the Jews were in covenant, they were real things in the spirit realm. Okay? So they were circumcised to become a child of God into covenant. But in the real one, he goes, if you believe right, you have the circumcision. It's a spiritual circumcision. In whom you are circumcised. Whether you're circumcised or not, male and female, you are circumcised, is what it says. You're complete in him, you are circumcised. With the circumcision, that's not physical. It's made without hands. It's what you believe. You guys get this? Okay. In the putting off of the body of sins of the flesh. So what was that really a picture of? Hey, because of Jesus' death, that old man was cut off. Now, do we still struggle with the old man? Yes, but that's where you're supposed to renew your mind. Wait a minute, that's not really who I am, even though I'm full of sin, nonsense, doing all these things. Wait a minute, I need to renew my mind that thing was cut off, and I am the new man, put on the new man. It's what I believe. Follow me? It's not made with hands. It's not something physical you can see. It's what you believe is what he's trying to share with you here. You were buried with him. So the penalty for sin is what? Death. Jesus went down under the water, under the judgment. Right? And he came out, and what did he receive after the judgment was completely gone? The gift of the Holy Spirit, the promise. All of you are anointed. Your dove's not flying away, it's staying there. All right. See, that's more reassuring than, did I hear you right, Lord? You've got to be sensitive because he might fly away. Jesus is kicking stuff over, and his dove's staying. Because they're missing it. They're missing what that was symbolic of. The Holy Spirit's going to fall on man after the judgment's gone. Okay? All right. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh. Oh, wait. I skipped a verse. Verse 12. Buried with him in baptism. His baptism was your baptism. His death was your death. Now, I'll put you in water if you want to be in water. So, fine. But Paul clearly says there's one baptism. Baptism of the Spirit, the new covenant. But if you want to go in the water, that's fine. We'll put you in water. But his baptism was your baptism. Well, I haven't been baptized. No, it was your baptism. Is this clear? Is it clear? I know it's your religious mind. It's like, I got to go in the water. My Sunday school teacher told me I got to go in the water. You're teaching blasphemy. Wait a minute. His baptism was my baptism. When he raised with no sin, I was raised with no sin. Hallelujah. Because he's the last Adam. Through what? I just believe it happened. Through faith. Of the operation of God who has raised him from the dead. And you, who used to be dead in your sins and uncircumcision, you weren't in covenant, have he made alive together with him, having forgiven you all. The dude on the cross, did he get dipped in water? He can't go to heaven, you Baptists. See, not that's traditions of men. It's everything's about what you believe. That's how you're going to experience the kingdom. Follow me? His baptism is your baptism. Hey, I don't care. How many guys have ever messed up royally in your life? You already died. The penalty for sin is death. And I was taught, you better confess, man, because if you still have sin and I get hit by a bus as I walk out of here, yeah! I did everything right till the bus hit me. I didn't even get into the water. You see what I'm trying to tell you? It's a spiritual reality is what I'm trying to show you. It's nothing that you can do. Now, if you believe right, guess what? In James, it says, you'll have works. Don't worry about it. Faith without works is dead. It's not like, if I believed enough, I'd go do this thing and I'd fake it till I make it. That's not what he's talking about. Because all these people believed the gospel of Christ, pictures of it, and they acted based on what they believed. And they acted years later, so don't worry about it. All it means is if you believe right, guess what? When you know that you're completely forgiven, sinless, you're loved by the Father, you're going to show people love. When you're still under the law, judgment, hey, I do this and they do, look at me, how good I am because I don't do that. Guess what you're going to give to those people? Judgment. Who's it really going to judge? By the same measure you judge, you yourself shall be judged. The law people are really judged by themselves, not by God. They've already, the death's been over. Hallelujah. Does this help you guys? It's a spiritual reality, so I'm trying to show you. You used to be dead. You used to be outside of covenant and circumcision, but now he made you and forgave you every single sin. Hallelujah. You're sinless, spotless. You've already been in the water. You've already been in the grave. You came out royal, blessed. Hallelujah. I don't know how to explain it. The dove landed on you. He's not flying away. Hallelujah. All right, verse 14. He blot out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. What were the handwriting of ordinances that were against you? The legal system. Is the enemy your problem today? No. He's under your feet. You're far above every principality. It doesn't tell you learn how to be a spiritual warrior. Those guys don't believe it's under our feet. They got to zip themselves through Daniel's thing to... I look back and I'm embarrassed the stuff I used to believe. Like, that's ridiculous, the stuff I used to believe. What? I got to create a portal, yet I'm there. He didn't hear me because the warriors are stopping this guy. And this, he's got really a lot of dominion. Yeah, but he said, I'm under my feet. What? Yet somehow he's above my house. He's under my feet. What? And if your dad was a Mason, I'm just telling you, you're screwed. You're going to take a really spiritual warrior to get that generational curse broken. Has anybody else gone through this nonsense that I've gone through? But he says, you're born again, a new creation, a new creature, not of man, so that your uncle being the grand poobah deal, you're not born of that anymore. You need to believe you're born of Christ, fully anointed and holy. You're a new creature. There's no, it's not of blood or of man or of willpower. It's by God is what it says. All right? And having spoiled principalities and powers. Wait a minute. He took those things that were against us, the law, which were contrary to us. He took it out of the way and he, boom, he paid the full price. He fulfilled it and nailed it to the cross. Take that, enemy. Now, I'm going to die for mankind. I'm going to do something that you never believed. He works in mysterious ways. But guess what? On the third day, he rose for our justification. Now we're with Christ. We're justified. So, having spoiled principalities, that means he stripped them of all power, yet we're given them power because we believe it. I've spoiled. What is spoil? I'm taking all the things they used to have. I spoiled principalities and powers. I made a show of them openly, triumphing them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or drink or inspect of the holy day or these blood moons. It's weird. The moon's red. What do you think it means? Not anything. Let no man, except if you see it on the harbinger, let no man therefore judge you in meat, drink, respect of a day. Right? Or moons. Doesn't it say it? The moon's red, man. Or of days, which are a shadow of things to come. But the body, the real thing, the title deed, it was all pointing to Christ. Isn't that the same thing as Hebrews 11? Hey, those were types and shadows. The reality is Christ. The body is Christ. Those were all things pointing to this thing, but now Christ is the reality. It happened. Blood moons are in your past, boys and girls. Let no man judge you on them. Isn't that what's going on in the church today? Jeff, get your seed plants, man. You got your seeds planted? We're in Colorado. People are thinking there's a marijuana plant. So like, no, not those seeds. The end of time, you're going to starve, man. If you're not prepared. Because the moon's red. Let no man. Those were types and shadows. Sorry if you got a whole thing. of stuff. I just don't believe it because it tells me not to believe it, right? He tells me, hey, don't. Those were traditions of men. Don't be beguiled by any of that nonsense. It was just pointing to Christ. Christ is the body, the real thing of all of it. All there is left for you is good news. We're supposed to get up here and go, get your seeds ready. Because, you know, Pioneer and DeKalb, they're all seeds and they can't reproduce themselves anymore. And unless you have those seeds that we got, you're going to starve. Isn't that what you're hearing? How in the world is that good news to you? Right? I just tell all my buddies that are doing it, I go, I don't need to do it. You do it and I'll just come to your house. I just think it's easier, firstly. Right? Oh, aren't you worried about this thing? No, I'm really not. I'm not. Because those were types and shadows of something that was going to come, and then Christ did it. Hallelujah. So, they're shadows, but the bodies of Christ. Does this help you at all? How did it all start out? As you receive Christ, walk in Him. Don't be deceived by any of this other nonsense. Okay? That's how it started out. Does that help? Okay, get to your feet. Hopefully that helps. Hey, there's nothing left but good news. You're complete in Christ. Nothing lacking. I'm a new man. I'm a new creature. There's no generational curse. There's no nothing. I'm one with Him. How do I experience it? The same way you received Christ, experience His Zoe life. Believe it, that I already have it. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What is repent? If you change what you believe, you're going to experience the kingdom. Follow me? Does that help? Okay, I don't know what I wrote here. Religion is man's way of earning what Jesus has freely provided for us. Hey, you who are dead in sins, when He died for you, when you were outside of the covenant, how much more will He freely give you everything now that you're not under the judgment? Meaning you don't have to stop earning it. You have to believe you already have it, because how do you change everything? How do you make this practical? Guys, not by taking spiritual authority, not by any of this stuff, is you've got to believe that you already have it. He loves me so much that He made me one again with Him. I'm a joint heir. Every promise is yes and amen. Even if I blew it today, I was a bad steward, I did this wrong, I did that wrong. You know what? The prodigal son, He gave me everything as if I never made a mistake. Man, I'm rich despite me. Hallelujah. Whatever I put my hand to shall prosper. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, I prayed and it didn't happen. No, whatever I put my hand to shall prosper. You encourage yourself by the promise, not by what you just saw. And the more you believe that, you don't even worry about it. You just start going, man, I'm going to kick butt in life and this stuff's going to happen for me. Well, what if it doesn't? It will. How do I know? Because He says, by two things that are unchangeable, you can know. My promise and my blood covenant of Jesus. Two unchangeable things you can anchor your soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. When you believe right, guys, you'll experience His kingdom. Does that help? So, Bill and I were talking about this. Don't get into the word more to receive it. You need to start with the word was Jesus Christ that became flesh. His message was Christ. You need to get into that word if you're going to do it at all, knowing that I already have it all and I'm just going to go explore my promised land. I'm going to go see what Jesus already gave me. Does that make sense? So the dude who never reads his Bible sometimes outperforms the Christian who's in it every day. How? Because he knows it's a spiritual thing, not a doing thing. He believes and that guy doesn't. Now, his level, he's just persuaded that God's good, He loves him unconditionally, and all he's got is good for his life, and he starts to experience the kingdom. Does that help you guys? Okay, Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of heaven as at hand. He came unto His own. Who's His own? Jews? And they didn't receive Him. But as many as received Him, are you as the many? How did they receive Him? The same way you received Him, how did they receive Him? Didn't we just read that? How did you receive Christ? How do you receive riches? Same way, not by what you do. Does that help? How do you receive healing? The exact same way. He loves me so much, man. He's going to heal my mortal body. I can rest. I don't have to pray more, fast more. In fact, that'll kill you faster. As many as received Him, to them He gave power to become sons. Religion keeps you outside. You got to work and work and work and slave to receive it. Hey, you're sons. You already own it all. You're back in the kingdom. Does that help you guys? Okay. Even to them that do what? Believe His name was salvation. That you believed who He said He was. What must we do to receive the kingdom? Believe in the one whom He sent. His name was salvation. This was the man, the last Adam, that was going to restore everything back. And that's who He is. You've been restored back into His sons. You've been restored back as the bride and the bridegroom. You're in covenant with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What if I mess up today? Renew your mind that I am righteous in Jesus' name. I am rich. I am prosperous. I'm healthy. I'm healed, etc. That's who I am in Christ right now. The same way you received him, the same way as you can experience everything about his life. Does that help you guys? Okay. Hallelujah. Now, if you believe, hey, here's how to be a Christian. It's the most coolest thing in the world. And if all you guys online, we got such a weird church. I love it. I love it. I'm not saying it's bad. It's like this cyber thing. I go around the country and they're like, man, we watch you every week. You go, you do? I don't know if I'd watch me, you know? But I'm glad you do. I'm honored you do. And you know what I'm hearing? It's the first time I'm free, man. It's free. Hallelujah. Barb goes, if you don't do this, there's nowhere to go. I go, I'm stuck then. Bummer. Although Chris Abeda did a good job last week, didn't he? I told him, I said, hey, Chris, I can leave more now. Hallelujah. You got this gig. And there's so many of you that could do what I'm doing, but I ask you, and you're like, I'm not doing that. I'm like, oh, geez. So, because you're getting the message of Jesus. It's all about Jesus. If you get up here and talk about Jesus, you are sharing the gospel. Does that help? But becoming a Christian, simple. Hey, guys, no matter what you've done and you haven't done, I don't care how bad you think you are. He loves you perfectly. He goes, I don't even see you in that anymore. I've forgiven you for everything as it never happened. Just receive my favor, my blessing, my love, my honor, my riches for free. When you start to believe that, you're born again of a different spirit. You're born out of the sonship. Does that help you guys? So everything in the kingdom is about what you believe in your heart. Does that help? So guys, if you believe you're sinless because of what Jesus did, guess what? You're back in the family. And you got some incredible rights as a covenant son. You can ask him to heal you, and I promise you he'll heal you. Don't get into this teaching where it had to be now and everything else. Just rest in his love for you. He loves you so perfectly. Of course he's going to. When that love gets in there, why wouldn't a good dad heal me? Exactly. So of course he healed me when I asked for it. I can rest even though my symptoms aren't necessarily gone right now. And when you believe that, it'll touch your mortal flesh is what it says. That spirit, that belief system will ultimately affect everything around you. Does that help? And we've talked about the last couple weeks, your heart, every beat, every second programs what you believe to every cell in your body. I believe this. I believe I'm loved. That's where it's got to start. I'm no longer judged even though I should be. He loves me perfectly. I'm sinless. Man, the goodness of God is what's going to change my heart about myself. It's going to cause me to repent. Does that make sense? It gives you a rest for your soul is what it says, a rest for your conscience. Okay, I know I'm not very good, but when I believe he's made me good and he treats me good, he doesn't withhold my blessing because I wasn't good, now I can relax and I can expect to be blessed even though I'm not perfect. You start to experience the kingdom. And every heartbeat goes, this is who you are, this is who you are, this is who you are, by what you believe in your heart. Does that make sense? Does that help? So it's not hard, guys. Just stop getting religious on me and just go, everything Jesus is, I am. I'm the loved. I'm highly favored and loved in his kingdom. Man, what an awesome God. And if you've got a bunch of junk going on in your life, you'll probably weep because it's so good. And that's okay. Man, I weep daily thinking about that. I go, geez, I'm like Paul, man. I'm the worst. But yet he's blessing me. What a good God. Well, how can you not share that God with people? Does that help? Does that help? All right. So, hey, you're a son in the kingdom. If you require anything, what do you do? Hey, this old way, that old mountain, that old kingdom, that's going to be dispersed into the Gentile nations. And now if you believe in your heart that those things have happened, that old covenant system's gone away, ask and you shall receive. Woo, it's a new way to do it. Does that help you guys? It's not, if you have enough, then ask. No, when you already believe that you already have it, there's a new way. I don't need to qualify by that temple system. I am the new temple. And how I experience whatever, or everything he's perfected about me, I just simply rest and ask him and believe I have it, not now. That puts you right back under condemnation. So, Father, we love you, we praise you, we magnify you. Man, I just hope this makes sense to people, that Jesus is the new covenant. That last man, that last Adam, that last Jesus has made every one of these people righteous and sinless. I don't care if they're going through addictions, pornography, beating their spouses. I don't care about any of that. Let them see that they're righteous in Christ Jesus. Just give them a conscious cleanse of their heart that they can believe they're one with Christ. He doesn't see any of that. He removed that sin. It's been cut off, and they can start to experience your perfect love, your perfect favor, your perfect blessing. Guys, God has amazing plans for every one of you. He really does. He goes, I've put it in your heart. It's there. Don't try to hide it. You don't have to be too good to get it anymore. Just freely receive it, Father. We just thank you for that. Father, we just thank you for empires that are coming out of these people's belief systems. We thank you for just ministries that are going to go help the lost, the downtrodden, those people. with the good news of Jesus Christ, because it doesn't matter how much we help them physically, if we don't cleanse their heart, they really never get escape of that prison they're in. So we just thank you for all that, Father. We thank you for supernatural blessing this week in their businesses, in their professions. Father, we just thank you. Let them see that they are the highly blessed and favored of the Lord, that you do things for them when they really believe that. And we just thank you for that. In Jesus' magnificent name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.